out very qualified for this job as an enterprise storage expert beforehand and a programmer all the way from high school through his college career. He has been Samsung's employee of the year, and he allowed me to say that he can actually ad-lib rap music. So hopefully he won't do that during his presentation, but maybe he will. Jaehyung Jung is the Executive Vice President of the Samsung Memory Business in Korea. And before that, he was in Samsung's controller team and was responsible for an awful lot of the excellent controller technology that is found inside Samsung SSDs. So I'd like to invite Ryan Smith and Jaehyung Jung to come up and make their presentation. Ryan Smith.
Ruined my entire beginning speech. I had done a rap for you guys. No, I have not. So I'm very excited to be here. As he said, I'm Ryan Smith with Samsung Semiconductor, Director of NAND Flash Marketing. Before I get started, I'm a very perceptive person, which I think makes me okay at marketing. But I want to see if you guys have what it takes to be in marketing in the flash industry. When I came in this morning, I was walking around and looking around, and I saw something different about this crowd that's different from any other event that I went to this year. I want to see if you guys can see what I saw. Just please, for a second, look at the person next to you. Just take a second. Seriously, look at the person next to you. Do you notice anything different? This, I'll tell you what the answer is, and I think you'll agree with me, in that this is the flashiest group of people that I've seen all year long. My script says extremely loud laughter and drop mic, but I don't know how to drop the lapel mic here. So, let's get started. I have a legal disclaimer to cover, and I'm not very good at reading in front of people. I get really nervous. So I'm going to paraphrase. I'm going to say a lot of things today. We're going to say a lot of things today. And I'm going to say some things that will end up being true and some things that won't. And it's up to you to decide which is which. That is my challenge to you. So we're going to cover three things today, and being that I'm the marketing guy, I'm going to cover trends. And so these are some cool insights that I've seen and I want to share with you. So if you look at the device growth, we're seeing massive explosion in number of devices that are coming online today. In fact, we're outnumbered as humans. We're 2-to-1 devices. And by 2020, we expect to see that number go to 3-to-1. So just an extreme, incredible rate of growth in terms of number of devices. And these devices are more chatty than humans. They create a lot of traffic. So we're right now producing over 89 exabytes of data every single month. And if you annualize that, that's over 1 zettabyte. The first time that the world has actually created over 1 zettabyte of information in a single month, the amount of traffic that we're creating. So if you look at a couple common examples, so you try to look at what type of devices are creating this, you have PCs, and as well as smartphones, 30 megabytes and 90 megabytes, lots of data. And this isn't just the data that you're creating on those platforms themselves, but when you go and visit websites, there's logs created, analytics created, so just massive amounts of data created. But with new devices, new types of devices that are coming online, like autonomous cars, connected planes, they will dwarf that of what we know today. We're talking about 40 gigabytes and 50 terabytes, respectively, with those type of new devices. Massive amounts of data. And so, when I look at all this going on, I just see a big collection of large amounts of data, and I see people analyzing and monetizing that data. So what I'd like to propose is that we're actually going through a modern-day gold rush. So I want to show you some quick examples of different type of data and how we're monetizing it. The reason I picked this is because oftentimes people talk about data explosion, but they don't talk about the value of that data. Why is it so important, this data growth, and what is it worth? So with that, the first example I'd like to cover is text. And this is the most common form of data that we're actually monetizing today. And one example I like to pick is search. Search engines are going out there amassing massive amounts of data, and they need to store this data very effectively in order to offer you free or cost-effective services. So with that, they also need to try to make money on you, and so they try to quickly analyze what are the best results that they're going to return to you. So they need to do this extremely fast, otherwise you're going to get really annoyed and go to another search engine. So speed and efficiency of storing that data is key. The next type of data is location. Location is a little bit newer type of medium that we've actually began to start monetizing. And one of the players that I like to pick to help illustrate this is Uber. Uber was able to take something as simple as location and disrupt a global industry. They were able to take that information and be able to find out that you wanted a cab ride to the airport before the taxi driver even knew you existed. You did not even go to the street to hail that cab yet. That is disruptive, and this is another way that data is being monetized. The next piece of information is photos. Look at all the photos being taken right now. I'm flattered. So photos are a very common type of data that we're sharing today, and there's big companies that have made a lot of money and have huge valuations because they have made it fun to share photos. This is a very popular data medium, and it is proven that you can actually make a lot of money doing that. Soon, with artificial intelligence, and more specifically deep learning technologies, you're going to be able to actually make an old adage true. Have you ever heard that adage, a picture's worth a thousand words? Now it literally will be, because of artificial intelligence. And what I'm excited about with artificial intelligence is all the types of data that are out there, and the ability to extract even more gold from that data that's out there. So one of the things that it will do, for example, is be able to extract those words. We're going to be able to make efficiencies in every aspect of every industry. So extremely excited about that. So since I'm kind of comparing ourselves to a gold rush and the collection of data and the analyzing or the extracting of gold from that information, what I want to do is try to compare data and propose that data is the new currency. Currency has taken many different shapes, from big rocks to beads, to bullion, to Benjamins, and now virtually almost no shape at all because it's now data, it's bits. So what I want to do is look at three ways in which data is similar to a currency and how flash can play a critical role in enabling this new currency that we're coming to enjoy. The first is capacity. You got to be able to efficiently store all of that data, just like those search engines or all those photos. You need to be able to know exactly which ad to show or make a critical business decision in a very fast way. And the last piece is you need to enable an ecosystem where we can allow Flash to flourish as the medium that you're using to store that critical data where it is of extreme value. So my first example, let's say I owed you $100,000 and I paid you in pennies. The first thing you would do is probably punch me, because now you're going to have to carry around this sack of pennies. But the second thing you're going to do is try to find a way to store this in a very safe way, because obviously it's $100,000, that's a lot of money. So if I can simply change the denomination from a penny to a dollar, I will be able to more efficiently store that and stop the data center sprawl. So this has to do with introducing higher capacities and more effectively store that valuable new currency. The second way I want to look at data as a new currency is if I was to give you a dollar and you put that in your pocket, you don't monetize it, you don't invest that dollar will be worth less money as time goes on because of inflation. Data is the same exact way. Data will actually has hyperinflation, where it will actually devalue very quick. If I was to, as a very simple example, if I was to give you a newspaper and you looked at it and it was last month's date, you would think that that is worthless. You want today's information. You need it right away. And the same applies for almost every type of data out there. You need to be able to monetize it the moment you get it. The last place is ecosystem. What good is data if you can't access that data, if you can't monetize that data, if you can't store it safely and know that it's going to be safe? You need a nice storage system that will actually store it. So having just flash or having a hard drive or having a place to store it is not enough. You need to enable an ecosystem to allow a data or a currency to flourish. So what I want to do is just take a second, and I know all of us play a different part. All of the people in this room play a different part, small, large, small being myself, I'm just up here telling you a story. But a lot of you do tremendous work in standards bodies. You're my customer or our customers that are taking different ways of using Flash. You are very passionate. You're coming to this show to talk about what you're excited about. So I want to take my Samsung hat off for a second. I want you all to not be my competitors. competitor today. I don't want you to be my customer just for this slide. You can be my customer right after it. But what I want to do is just seriously thank everybody for all the work that they're doing to make it actually fun to work in this industry. This is a very exciting time for me and an exciting time for all of us to work in the flash industry, so thank you. So, I haven't talked about flash yet in detail. So, flash. So one of the most exciting pieces of flash for me is SSDs. And this year alone, the next 12 months, we're expecting almost 50% growth in that space. So again, very exciting to work in these times when you're seeing that much growth. But something I'm actually more excited about are three different things, and I want to share that with you today. For the first time in the next 12 months, the industry is actually going to ship more SSDs into notebook PCs than hard drives. That is seriously a major accomplishment for everybody in this room. This is where we have destroyed the incumbent, the hard drive, and I'm very proud of this accomplishment. The next one is something that we've been working on near and dear here in the offices with my team, is we're really trying to promote new technologies and ways to exploit flash better, get all the value that it offers. And SATA has long dominated. This is a hard drive design, or an interface designed around the hard drive. And for the first time, and we're already doing this, Samsung is now shipping more NVMe SSDs into PC than SATA. Again, another testament to the fact that the era of hard drives is over. Okay, so the next one. I'm also proud of this thing, and because we just recently became number one in this space, is the enterprise storage has actually surpassed that of PC in terms of gigabyte volume within the next 12 months. So again, another exciting era where we're actually seeing huge growth within the enterprise. So a lot of key milestones that we're hitting within the next 12 months. So again, you're living right during the prime time of flash. Very exciting. So in summary, there's three things that we need to do for the people in this room. We need to do three things in order to enable data to be that new currency. We need to be able to extract that gold from that data that our customers have. We need to offer very efficient ways to store that new money. We need to be able to offer them abilities to actually monetize it and make good investments on that data. And the last thing we need to do is work together to come out with a solution that works for the industry. And with that, I'd like to introduce Jay Jung, who will tell you exactly how Samsung is addressing these three things. Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan. As Ryan mentioned, my name is Jay Jung, EVP of Samsung Memory Business. I'm in charge of solution product and development. We have made many significant achievements over the last year, and I'm super excited to share the highlights of them with you today. Okay, without further ado, let's start with Samsung's VNet. As a pioneer of VNet technology, we have developed strong design leadership and manufacturing expertise. This is proven because Samsung is the only one selling the most qualified VNAND-based SSD products since 2013. This year alone, we expect our sales will be tens of billions of gigabytes. In 2013, Samsung announced the world's first 3D VNAND here at Flash Memory Summit. I can't believe it's been 3 years already. Since then, every year, we have introduced a new generation of VNAND, stacking more layers, etching, patterning. Technologies are getting tougher and tougher. However, evolution at Samsung never stops. So, can anybody guess what's next? I think you know the answer. So, anybody guess is right, I think. But let's find out. As a world-class memory vendor, today, again, we are here to announce Samsung's fourth generation VNAND. How many layers do you think we stack in our fourth generation VNAND? Yeah, it's 64. Compared to the previous generation, we stack 33% more layers. Single die density is dramatically increased from 256 gigabit to 512 gigabit. And I/O speed has improved to 800 megabit/s. Using this fantastic VNAND, most importantly, Samsung will begin to ship solution products starting next quarter. We don't have fancy display on stage today, but you can see our VNAND wafer at our booth. By the way, when you come to see our real wafer, you don't need to bring the 3D glasses. So, what can you do with this brand new VNAND? We can put 1 terabyte in a single package. That being said, we are now entering the terabyte era. This is indeed a historic milestone, and we are very pleased to make this happen. Let's take a look at what can you do with this disruptive new technology. Let's talk about SSDs. Here, I would like to address three topics: SSD solution, new segment, and ecosystem. First, SSD solution. You know that consumers always look for thinner, lighter laptops with a lower power and higher performance. In response to this, Samsung successfully launched NVMe VGA SSD this year. We integrate every component inside the 2.5-inch SSD into this tiny VGA package. This is lighter than a penny. In fact, this weighs only 1 gram, and we will offer up to 1 terabyte. Can you believe this? We would like to acknowledge Samsung Electromechanics for their contribution to this package. Yes, it's extremely thin and light SSD. On top of that, it's still three times faster than SS SATA while obtaining twice the power efficiency. Now, touching on hyperscale data centers. Today, hyperscale data centers require more SSD than ever. M.2 is small and power efficient, thus a lot more attractive. Accordingly, with Samsung's 2 terabyte M.2 SSDs, Facebook was able to integrate 60 of them into a single 2U JBOD, achieving total capacity of 120 terabytes. Plus, we think we can further increase storage capacity for data centers. Let me tell you how. Samsung is working on a new form factor, a variant of M.2. It's front loadable and hot pluggable. With this new form factor, you can plug up to 32 of them into one new server. Each capacity is up to 8 terabytes, therefore, one new server can provide up to 256 terabytes. Moving forward, we will continue to aim for world's highest performance NVMe SSDs. We can reach up to incredible 12 gigabytes per second by adopting PCIe Gen 4. Let's discuss about Samsung SAS SSD. Last year, here at Flash Memory Summit, we announced 16 terabyte SAS SSD, and we are now shipping them. A high density SAS SSD can bring lots of value to customers. For example, by adopting our 16 terabyte SAS SSD, HPE was able to shrink their 2-rack system into a single 4U system. It sounds like a magic to me. How about you? We believe that the demand for such high capacity will continue to grow. To keep up with this demand, now we are announcing a 32 terabyte SAS SSD. Please come see what's amazing about this SSD in our booth. As you can see, with our fourth generation VNet, we can offer world's highest density SSDs. Basically, we double SSD density every year. This clearly demonstrates our continuous leadership in high-capacity SSDs. Along with our SSD competencies, we are adding more value through software solutions. In particular, we are introducing AutoCache, which runs on VMware. AutoCache is a storage caching solution which provides efficient hot-cold data management and eliminates I/O bottlenecks. So how does it work? As you can see, AutoCache dramatically enhances the read performance and reduces the boot time. This is very dramatic improvement. Now, I would like to introduce totally something new. Let's watch a video first. Between DRAM and SSD has generated a lot of attention. Many suggest that there is a need for gap filler product. We agree on that point. However, what is the ideal storage media for that such a product? Well, we think we have an answer. and we call it VNAND. Here, I would like to introduce vSSD. It is based on VNAND and our new SSD controller. It can bring maximum read performance that is better than PRAM-based SSD, and its latency is similar. So, when it comes to vSSD, what can it do for your application? With our benchmarking results, vSSD shows better performance than PRAM-based solution while consuming even less energy. Simply put, there are three things I want to highlight about vSSD. Outstanding performance, proven technology, and cost effectiveness. We believe our highly affordable, ultra-performance vSSD is the optimal solution for many emerging applications. We will start to ship 1 TB vSSD this year and higher capacity vSSD in coming years. For further details, please come see our booth. Now, let's talk about gap filler solution for PC users. There have been several attempts to overcome a gap. Do you recall turbo memory or cache SSD? At this point, we are very much convinced that current SSD solutions are the best choice considering power consumption, and footprint. In other words, for PC, we don't think there's gap to be filled. Okay, now let's move on to the last part of this presentation, ecosystem collaboration. These days, all-flash arrays are becoming more popular. As a company with a strong SSD lineup, we are actively collaborating with VMware and Dell. With the configuration of NVMe SSD for cache tier and SATA SSD for capacity tier, their vSAN ready node achieves excellent dollar per IOPS that is difficult to achieve with hybrid arrays. As another example of our collaboration, Microsoft has built an all-flash storage solution using our high-performance NVMe SSD PM7025 and SATA SSD PM8063. This system achieves 84 GB per second random read performance. This is very close to the full performance of all the SSDs. Simply incredible. Multi-stream is another good example that we have led efforts in both standardization and commercialization. NetApp adopted our multi-stream SSD and extended the lifetime by 3 times. We will bring our multi-stream as a major feature in the NVMe 1.3 standard. You can expect to find more multi-stream enabled SSD in the future. Next is our open source contribution for SAP. SAP is originally designed for capacity tiers based on hard disk drives. In order to take advantage of high-speed SSDs, we optimize SAP for performance tiers. As a result, we achieve 50x read performance improvement. As a leading SSD company, we will continue to contribute to fresh, friendly ecosystems. Today, we announced many new exciting products and technologies. V4VNAND, high capacity SSDs, high performance vSSD, and our ecosystem contributions. You can see all of them in our booth right after this keynote. In closing, I would like to leave you with this thought. Evolution at Samsung never stops. Beyond excellence in leadership and technology, Samsung delivers what we have promised. And you can rely on us. Thank you.